Okay. Sefer Yikra deals at length, the parshas of Vayikra, Tzav, etc., deal at length with the karbanos. Many of the interesting question that we have spoken about in the past is why exactly we offer karbanos, a very intriguing question that many people speak about, in particular in the context of the thought of Rav Kook, is whether l'asid lavo we're actually going to bring karbanos. So I want to try to develop a couple of ideas so that we can be very clear in general on some of the basics of this topic. At first glance, there's no question at all. The Rambam writes in his Hakdama the Perek Chelek, it is the ninth, I believe, of the Yigamal Ikarim, that the Torah of Moshe is not going to be batel, that the Torah that we learn now is going to stay forever. And in that sense, l'chora, it's clear that the requirement that we have to offer karbanos, it's clear in Chumash. There's no reason that's gonna go away. The Torah is going to be what the Torah is, and therefore we're going to continue offering karbanos forever. The Rambam Helos Malachim in Perikid Aleph Halacha Aleph appears to say as much explicitly, HaMelech HaMashiach Asid Lamo to L'Hachshir Machos David L'Yoshna L'Mshol HaRishona. Melech HaMashiach is going to come and bring back a certain kind of monarchy. He's going to be born in the Beis HaMikdash. V'chozrim kolam mishpatim b'yamav k'shayu mikedem. Mikodem makrivim karbanos. V'chul the Rambam seems to be pretty clear. We're going to offer karbanos l'asid lavo also. So why are there any people who are talking about not offering karbanos in the future? Where is that coming from? So again, as there's a movement in certain places, especially in terms of like a certain, in the direction of being vegetarian or vegan, where does this really come from? So it starts from a Rambam and Mor Nevuchim. Now this is important because many of us know the wonderful, or the sefer that was given out here for free in the yeshiva, the Lifnei Iver HaShalem, which is all about a very intense title, The Murder of Animals. That obviously we know many of the Rebbeim here expressed significant reservations about whether people should be learning the Sefer or not, as far as whether it's like just, it's definitely a little bit of an odd Sefer, whether it's more problematic. So he tries to argue that a lot of like what's going on nowadays, and we should all be vegetarians or vegans because nowadays there's like all shechting is, again, he compares it to murder on some level. Okay. So where does it come from? Why would one think that we shouldn't offer karbanos l'asid lavo? So the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim explains the reason why we offer karbanos, says the Rambam, is to distance people from that. Really, this is the Rambam, it makes it sound like this, that what really was happening is as follows. The people that were getting the Torah were people that were on some level pagan, they were or connected to a certain kind of avodah zarah, in which they were used to animal worship, and they just weren't ready for other kinds of divine worship. And the reason why they had karbanos was to eventually sort of wean them away, to give them a healthier way to deal with what they were really attracted to anyway. But it wasn't really like a lichadchila as much to offer karbanos. Now, the Ramban argued with the Rambam. A lot of discussions in the Rishonim at the Rambam's general approach. We spoke about this years ago when we learned Ramban al Torah. In terms of the Rambam's general approach. You do have some Achronim that argue. Yosef Masas, Professor Mark Shapiro wrote a nice article about this online. Yosef Masas points out, well, according to the Rambam, there really shouldn't be karbanos asid lavo. It was only in a particular time period, and in that time period where people were where they were. But it's not really the ideal, and nowadays where we aren't connected to animal sacrifice and things like that, it would really be inappropriate. Really, should not be offering karbanos asid lavo. And you can find Bode de Machronim here that really suggests that. But the reality is that in the Perush Mishnah, the Rambam Hatzari and Hilchos Malachim, it's fairly clear that's not really true. And it's fairly clear that in truth, people really are going to still offer karbanos asid lavo. The thinker most associated with not offering karbanos asid lavo is Rav Kook. It originally starts with a passage Rav Kook has in the Siddur, based on the diuk from the pasuk we recite at the end of Shmoneh Esrei. Ve'ar Hashem minchas Yehuda of Yerushalayim, k'mei olam ochshim kamonios. That we daven at the end that we should be able to have the Beis Hamikdash again, and to offer minchas Yehuda of Yerushalayim. Says Rav Kook, why are we dafka mentioning the karban mincha? The karban mincha is a flower offering. Why aren't we mentioning those that are more associated with animals and the like? So Rav Kook says, well, the diuk is that maybe l'asid lavo, we're not going to offer animals. Maybe l'asid lavo, we're only going to offer karban minchas, flower offerings, and we're not going to offer animals at all. There is enormous discussion in different sections of Rav Kook's writings, in Otos HaRaya, in Igros, in Pinkasei Raya, he's a tshuva. There's a lot of discussion here where Rav Kook talks a little bit about building based on the Migdash, will animals be offered? Will they not be offered? Rav Yaakov Ariel, the former chief rabbi of Ramagan, one of the great giants of the Tzioni world nowadays, has an article where he writes about Rav Kook's general approach. There are a lot of questions out there, which I'll try to summarize some of them. Number one, why is this so? So one thing that Rav Kook talks about in some places, there's a pasuk We talk about this as far as the ultimate of Geula, that eventually, Kimala Ha'aretz Deya Es Hashem, that God's wisdom is going to spread, and there is going to be a shift, one thing of Cook suggests, in potentially the way that animals, the way that animals are going to, the animals themselves are going to progress to be at a higher madrega. They're going to also be at a higher madrega because it wouldn't be appropriate to really kill animals that much. Another question is that, so how can we justify this? Mice of the Torah says it is the way the Torah says it. How exactly can you uproot it? So a couple of different ideas there of Cook has. Maybe it relates to the power of the Sanhedrin to make new drashas, the power of Sanhedrin to uproot certain things. You got to play on some level with the normal Kalei HaPsak for how exactly we're going to go about doing this. Yaakov Ariel points out an additional question for Rav Cook, which is not the question of, well, why, or the question of how you could do it, but when exactly was he referring to? In general, when you talk about the end of days, we have different stages. We have Yemosha Mashiach, but even past Yemosha Mashiach, different machloks from the Ram and the Ramban, what eventually is going to happen, we have time periods of Tchiyas HaMesim, we have time periods of the ultimate La'asid Lava, what that's going to look like. So part of the question is, when Rav Cook was writing this, what was his real intent? Was the real intent Limos HaMashiach or La'asid Rachok Yoser in a time when maybe certain Chiyuv Mitzvot are going to be a little bit different? And one way of like mitigating or playing down what Rav Cook said is he wasn't talking about immediate Limos HaMashiach. Rav Cook was really speaking about this La'asid Lavo time period where maybe animals are going to have a different status and maybe people, everything's going to be a little bit different. And maybe that on some level is what Rav Cook was really referring to. So just a little bit of Chazar. We spoke a little bit about Karbanos in these parshios, but what's going to happen a little bit lasad lavo, the mainstream pashat pshat, we're going to offer Karbanos, the Rambam writes in Mishnah Torah, that's the mainstream view, Rambam writes that in the Ikari Emunah, that the Torah we got is going to stay the way it is forever. You do have some that really suggest that things are going to shift. One is based in the Rambam and Mor Nevuchim, that maybe it's not really as ideal, and therefore nowadays maybe we would shift going forward. Or Rav Cook, that Kimala Arz Deis Hashem, it's going to be a little bit of a different reality. And in that reality, animals are going to be in a different place. We're going to relate to animals a little bit differently. It would be inappropriate to offer certain kinds of sacrifices. Now, when that reality is and how it's going to happen and other sort of nuance within Rav Cook is certainly there. We should definitely daven a minimum. And for most we've shown that we should offer, be able to offer all karbanos, as Pesach Sapanas, Karb Pesach as well.